So if you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 1. And I titled this message, God Can Use You. And then I showed the title to Shane, and he told me to add this. Yes, even you. Okay, so I should probably turn there myself, yeah. It's probably smart. Okay. So we'll start reading verse number 4. It says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, behold, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Has any of you ever felt like maybe you can't serve God because you're not special in any way? You feel that you aren't, just because you're not a pastor or a missionary, you can't serve God. And that's not even true at all. And people in the Bible even thought that. We see here Jeremiah in verse 6, he said, then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. Jeremiah didn't think he could do it. He thought he was unequipped. And, well, yeah. So my first point was he wasn't qualified. In verse number 6, it says, as I just read, then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. We see here that Jeremiah felt that he was underqualified, but God doesn't need you to be qualified for you to use, or for him to use you. He just needs you to be willing to do what he asks. And I think sometimes it gets in our head that if you're not a pastor or missionary, you are a bench warmer and you can't really do anything else. And because if we were qualified to do what God wanted him to do, then we wouldn't be doing it in God's power. We'd be doing it in our own power because we can do it. And there are some examples that of missionaries and people in the Bible who they were not fit for the job. William Carey, he was a shoemaker. I believe he was like the father of modern missions. And he started out building shoes, making shoes. And then we have Peter, who is a fisherman. And he's like a famous apostle now. And David was a shepherd, the king. My grandpa was a farmer and a sailor. And now he is one of the most godly men I know. And he was a missionary, and then he taught in a college, and now he's here. And there's just so many ways God can use you, even if you're not qualified. Number 2, Jeremiah felt like he was afraid. In verse number 8, it says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. God says he'll be with thee no matter where you are, no matter where you go. And in Acts 18:9, Jesus says to Paul, the famous missionary, who everybody thinks is like perfect, Jesus says, be not afraid, but speak. Even Paul was scared. And Paul was this great missionary. And when we serve God, maybe we're afraid that people will look down on us. And they'll be like, you know, this guy, he serves in his church. And he's kind of weird about it. He kind of likes doing it. And so let's not be afraid and let God run our life, the one who created life, and just let him run it because he's been here a lot longer and he kind of knows how to run life. So don't be afraid. And number 3, God worked through him. In verse number 9, it says, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. God isn't looking for a highly eloquent speaker. Obviously, I'm not one. And because it's not your words anyways. It's going to be God's. And like I said earlier, if you were a good speaker or something, that's you doing it, not God. And that's not what God wants. God wants someone who is humble. And if you are a very highly eloquent speaker, I'm not saying someone who's really good at speaking can't serve God. I'm saying that it's kind of likely that they will have some pride and it'll be their words and not God's. And the Lord put the words in Jeremiah's mouth. And number four, we are called by God. In verse number five, it says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." God didn't predestinate Jeremiah to be a prophet. He had a plan for Jeremiah's life to be a prophet. Jeremiah could have easily said, "Yeah, I'm not being a prophet. I'm going to go this way." But he didn't. And now he is a great prophet. He has a book named after him, and it's about him sharing what God has to, like, the world, basically, now. And God has a plan for every one of us. It's not just Jeremiah that God had a plan for, it's all of us. And in Matthew 28, we can see that part of that plan, Matthew 28 says, "Go ye and teach, therefore, and teach all nations." Mark 16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." If you see God put something in the Bible once, you should probably listen to it. But if you see God put it in the Bible many times, you should probably listen to it, like, a lot. And so remember that just because you're not qualified doesn't mean God can't use you. He wants you unqualified. I'm not saying that people who are qualified can't serve God, but he wants you unqualified so you will trust and fully lean on him. Remember that God will be with you wherever you go, no matter what you do. And remember that God will put the words in your mouth. It's not your words. It's not you talking. It's God. And lastly, remember God has chosen you and has a specific plan for your life. It may not be a pastor or a missionary or any of these things, but he can still use you. He can use you in your workplace. He can use you here at church. And he can use you at home especially. And so just remember to think about these things and just serve God. You don't have to be anything special. And thank you.